is Doug Green, and I'm the publisher of Telecom Reseller, and this is a special podcast for the Cloud Communications Alliance and TR Publications. And I have with me today Ian Sennett, who's the Vice President of Sales for DRD Communications. Ian, thank you for joining me today.
Hey, Doug. Delighted to join you. You were lucky to catch me in. I'm normally out. No, I'm not. I haven't been out for 5 months.
Well, I think one of the things we'll be talking about today in our podcast is maybe even the definition of being in and out and being in the office and so on. Maybe that's all about to change, but we're going to dive into that. So DRD Communications is actually kind of a diversified company. Is that right?
Yes. Well, we're a good tight-knit group working in the same space, but we have three trading styles and essentially, with the Cloud Comms Alliance, we use our brand UBOS. UBOS is a multi-product, multi-level cloud management platform, and we base it around our provisioning and management of BroadSoft, but we also manage a lot of other applications and services from the BroadSoft community that sit around the BroadSoft platform itself, and enhance the services that the platform owners can take to market. So UBOS is our principal international play. We've got platforms from North America down to Australia now, and we're a nice community of people who are trying to deliver real cloud solutions to customer bases across the globe. But within DRD, we also have our UK BroadSoft platform business, Vanilla IP. And Vanilla IP is providing a white label wholesale proposition to UK distributors and resellers. And again, all based around the power of the UBOS cloud management platform and the automation that brings to the product creation, the product management, and all the way through to zero touch billing.
Now, I think UBOS is the face that you show to the CCA community. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, again, with our work in the US, going to the BroadSoft shows and meeting up with some of the guys from the CCA, we started to get to know the CCA and get involved in the conversations. And I have to say, one of the important things that we get back from that community is that we learn so much about what's happening in the real world and what's happening in the delivery of service through channel and what's happening in the different marketplaces. And it's such an open place to sort of share experiences and knowledge about the customers themselves and what we're trying to do to support them. I think Washington last year, which the event this year is virtual, but last year, I think it was one of the biggest learning experiences I've had in what is quite a long communications career. So yeah, it's a great environment for us to be involved in and it has helped us in our UBOS development and what we try to take to marketplace. And I think since last year, we have developed the management capabilities for at least four new applications to add to the portal. So we already have BroadSoft and Carcopo, but Go Integrator from Mondago, Akixie, Tango SIM, and we're now just completing a whole load of work on the WebEx products that are coming into the BroadSoft stack, so the WebEx for BroadWorks suite. And that really powers up what is a great core switch in BroadSoft, but allows us as UBOS to transform the automation into a sort of much more widespread portfolio of clever applications and services.
So if I'm coming to the cloud, if I'm in the CCA via that WebEx platform, which I think a lot of people are, why do I need UBOS?
Well, UBOS is about automating the back office. It's about reducing the cost and affecting the margin by managing the business behind the scenes really well. The pressure on cloud communications companies to now deliver real-time on-demand services, the growing pressure or the growing fashion to move towards self-service and e-commerce means that the automation tools have to link up various disciplines, not just the provisioning of a core platform, but the management of billing events, the management of contract terms, the access, the secure access at multiple levels, and that includes distributors and resellers as well as customers themselves. There's got to be reporting. There's got to be diligence. We've got to support compliance to various things, say call recording and customer data management. So a lot of what we deliver to a customer is the ability to take their product suite to market, to layer on their revenues by selling a core product and then cross-selling and upselling customers over time, but to do it with as limited a human touch and human cost as can be achieved. And so, you know, as the marketplace has evolved, our focus on this automation piece, this central automation piece, has really taken off.
Why is that automation so important?
Well, a lot of the services that we deliver are targeted at the productivity of an individual. So, you know, as a platform owner, as a BroadSoft platform owner, Vanilla IP in the UK, we are targeting down to Doug Green working from home and how Doug Green working from home likes to work. So soft phones, meeting rooms, you know, is it Microsoft Teams? Is it WebEx? Is it something else that you want to integrate in? Are you using call recording? Have you got a mobile? Do you need a GSM SIM that works as a native part of your BroadSoft so that you can go roaming up the hills and still be in touch? Your supplier needs to articulate the right solution for you, and that means a lot of products and a lot of products that don't cost very much. So if you've got a 30-day contract on a low-yield product, you know, $2, $3, $4, $5, you can't really involve human touch in that and still hope to make profit. Whilst customers, especially now, are in a state of flux and maybe trying and changing a few products here and there. So automation and the importance of automation has increased manyfold in the last couple of years, but in the last 5 months, it's just been rocketed up the must-have tables.
Now, in terms of customers, do you deal directly with them or do you deal through agents and channels?
Well, in our UBOS land, we're dealing directly with BroadSoft platform owners. So, as I said, from North America to Australia, anybody who's got a BroadSoft platform, UBOS is multi-language, multi-currency, and we can host all the things like call recording servers in-country. But we deal directly with BroadSoft platform owners. That's where the main API set was first developed. And as I said, these additional applications really just mean that we're catering for a much wider suite. In the UK, we deal through the reseller community. So we're turning them into virtual platform owners, and we're giving them the same sort of tools and capabilities to go to market. But these guys, without losing control or ownership of the customer, can focus on their sales and marketing effort and have a small, lean, effective first-line support team managing the customer experience.
You know, we've been talking in this podcast, as in others, about the sort of very sped-up evolution of the landscape. And it comes to mind that the landscape is now filled with some giants. We have Google looming around and Apple looming around, but most importantly, we have Microsoft Teams. And I know that a lot of the members of the CCA are in some ways responding to that. So how does Teams and what you're doing link up?
Well, I think you're absolutely right. And you could probably add Amazon and a couple of others to the sort of growing giants that you expect to see in your space. But what is interesting and separates Microsoft Teams to the rest is the ability of Microsoft to reach straight through to the customer level. So I think they represent quite a threat. They've got a really great product, and we've been able to evolve with companies like Qunify the ability to link into Microsoft Teams and to create some voice services against the Microsoft Teams proposition. So we're riding that wave to a degree, but it's important for us, and I think important for the whole BroadWorks community, to be able to bring through and articulate this WebEx product, because it offers a very similar kind of service and experience in collaboration, teamwork and flexibility and all that sort of thing. But through an environment in which we can more closely control the customer ownership and with a partner who is less likely, or let's face it, just less capable of reaching straight through into the business community in the way that Microsoft Teams can do. So I think for our UBOS partners and certainly for our UK business, this is as much about long-term defense as attack, but it is where the UBOS product really comes in, allowing people to bring together a blend of services to create differentiation and choice. And as we said at the CCA meeting last year, when we were examining the threat of BroadSoft and BroadCloud and things like that, if you look too much like your supplier, you are making it more difficult to defend your value in the marketplace. But when you start to blend things up, when you start to offer a breadth of choice that the giants really just can't get at, then you produce a secure revenue stream. So I think this whole conversation about cloud giants is something that we should focus on and be mindful of, because if we're not smart, we can get trodden on by a giant. But we've been in the marketplace for a long time. We've all been very good at it. We're all good entrepreneurs. So I think we can stay nimble and we can stay sharp and we can blend stuff together and we can deliver real value to the customer long term.
You know, I'm kind of fascinated by this dinosaur analogy, because the way you're describing the giants is sort of that, you know, stereotypical, clumsy, slow-moving, not very precise delivery of services versus a kind of nimble and very exacting kind of thing.
Yeah, I think what they want people to do is to just fall into line with the product stack that they can produce. And to a certain degree, unless salespeople and less marketing message disturb people enough to go try something else, that can easily evolve. You know, you just follow your nose. These guys do a lot of good stuff for you. So it is up to us to make sure that people try and experience stuff. And again, if you come down to the importance of an automated back office, the freemium product, the puppy dog clothes, the try it, test it, have a go with it, Mr. Customer, is going to be important if you're going to stop them having a linear attitude to the products that they adopt. COVID-19 made everybody change, made everybody test some stuff out. But we're not going to have that experience backing us up every time we get stuck in a rut. We're going to need to be able to get customers in a mindset to chase productivity, but not chase it through one supplier. Chase it through some innovative little brands, innovative little applications. But in order to do that cost effectively and retain margin, it's got to be automated.
Ian, as you know, we close up our podcast and we're talking about today the very importance of UBOS's products and availability to the CCA. We come back again and again to automation. And I think I'm hearing, you know, without automation, you're not going to be profitable.
Yeah, I think the very real worry for people is that they can deliver a great service to the customer and end up not making a profit. And all of us as entrepreneurial businesses want to achieve that. And we, in order to retain our differentiation, in order to grow our margin, we have to bring these smart products to play, and we're adding small increments. But as I've said a couple of times, you can't add small increments with a high human cost and hope to make profit. So automation, automation, automation. And I think with the knowledge growth that's gone on in the last little while and the change in focus from traditional old telephony to meeting spaces and virtualization, et cetera, I think we'll see the adoption of e-commerce at the sort of 10 user and below marketplace really take off in the next sort of 12 months. I think we'll see a much greater growth in sort of self-adoption going through. So I think the evolution of the customer's ability and the evolution of our clients' abilities to deliver automation are you know, very compatible. So I think it's all about that, but it's not all about that just for us. It's about that for the customer as well. So we need it to make profit. The customer will expect it in order to be delivering and testing and trying their own application services. I think last time we spoke, Doug, I said my favorite line is that if you've got a mobile phone, you don't go to the mobile phone shop to get a new app put on it. You just put an app on it from the app store.
You just put it on, right?
That's where we're heading. It's not new. It's been done by the mobile guys before. But I think we're all in a good line here. We've got a good UBOS. If we've got a good automation platform and we've got a broad selection of really productive applications, then we retain our value, and for value, customers will pay us.
Now, on that note, Ian, I think we'll wrap up today's podcast, but I think it's been very interesting and insightful, the importance of automation and the importance of having sort of a tool to basically counter the giants in the cloud space. That's, I think, a bit of a headline.
Yeah, and we're happy to be working with real professional innovators, and I think I'm delighted to see the response we're getting for the work. We've got 100 people in our development team, so they're the heroes of the product that we're producing, but I think they're responding well to the feedback that environments like the CCA give us. And that helps us to develop the tools that the marketplace needs, not just tools that we dream up over a glass of red wine.
Well, I look forward to having a glass of red wine with you and the other CCA members in person in the future. But for now, we're going to have to continue to do this virtually. Where can we learn more about DRD Communications and UBOS?
Well, but for sure, we've got a virtual pod or a virtual, whatever you call it, when you are presenting a stand at a virtual show. We've got one of those at the CCA meeting and the Cavell event in September. So if you're signed up to the Cavell event in September 16th and 17th, come and see us then. Otherwise, reach out to us through uboss.com and or through LinkedIn. Look me up on LinkedIn and let's have a conversation. The best relationships come from an open conversation about where we all want to head. There is always an answer.
They sure do. And I hope to keep the conversation going. We'll look forward to doing the next podcast soon. But for now, thank you for joining me.
Take care.
You too.